The Diocese of Springfield has ordered an assessment of each of the remaining Catholic elementary schools in western Massachusetts. Bishop Mitchell Rozanski has created a panel of two veteran educators and a longtime business executive to undertake a comprehensive review of the elementary schools where he said declining enrollments and rising costs represent a dark cloud over the future.
Rather than sit still and wait for these clouds to arrive, I think it is best to undertake actions now that will help preserve Catholic school education for the future generations. With that in mind, I've assembled a team which in the coming months will undertake a comprehensive review of our Catholic elementary schools to see how we might strengthen them and to preserve them.
The three-member panel's findings will be reported to a special commission, which will then make recommendations to Rozanski.
Time frame would be to have recommendations by either late summer or in September of 2018.
During the last decade, enrollment has plummeted and the number of diocesan schools in western Massachusetts was reduced by half as a result of closings and mergers. At the same time, tuition costs rose, the number of charter schools increased, and the region's school-age population as a whole declined.
We just don't have the number of families that we had.
There are currently 11 elementary schools located in 10 communities, mostly concentrated in Greater Springfield. There are only three schools in Berkshire County where the last Catholic high school, St. Joseph Central High School in Pittsfield, closed last June. Enrollment in the elementary schools is now about 2,600. The study panel appointed by Rozanski consists of Amy Gelinas, former head of the now-closed St. Joseph Central High School, Paul Gagliarducci, who's in charge of the Pope Francis High School project in Springfield, and Ellen Jura, a former vice president at MassMutual Insurance. Gelinas said the group plans to study each school individually and also look at regional and national trends.
What is going on in the Catholic education world in the United States? And we have found, even just in a brief look so far, there are a lot of communities that are having as much difficulty with enrollment as we are, and they have turned things around.
The school review was announced Tuesday at a news conference at St. Joan of Arc School in Chicopee. Enrollment there is about 200 children. Principal Paula Jenkins said the cloud over the future of the parish schools is a big deterrent to many parents considering sending their children to Catholic schools.
They understand that the tuition has to increase, and they're willing to make sacrifices to send their children here. But their big concern is, I will sacrifice as long as you can tell me you'll still be here in 5 years, or my child will graduate from here.
National Catholic Schools Week begins next week when open houses are scheduled at many of the schools in western Massachusetts. Reporting from Chicopee, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.